Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustino. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, President Obama in Washington yesterday at a Rose Garden ceremony, and he's claiming victory for his push for health insurance.
David, he has to do that. The fact is that the program is proceeding, that there has been a constant Republican drumbeat over and over and over again saying Obamacare is bad. He has to make the point that Obamacare, or the Affordable Health Care Act, as they call it, is doing well, is on target, and in fact has exceeded expectations. And as long as that message gets out, he counters all those people who have been using this propaganda technique on the other side, simply saying it's failing. Now, there's big stakes here because the Congress of the United States is up for grabs, both the Senate and the House, and unless he counters this sense that maybe the thing is failing because of the propaganda, he loses and the party loses, and that's why he did what he did.
Well, we turn to the scene in Albany yesterday at the plaza where thousands of gun rights supporters were rallying to repeal the SAFE Act, which is New York's gun law, and celebrity businessman Donald Trump, Republican gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino, both there addressing the crowd. Of course, Astorino has promised to repeal the SAFE Act if elected governor.
Well, it's going to be one of his issues. He doesn't have that many to work with. This is a governor who is way, way ahead of him in the polls. So he's going to go for things like that. It's interesting that Donald Trump is with him on this. Trump kept telling everybody that he could run for governor and win. I had my personal doubts about that. Nevertheless, there they were, and now it'll be up for grabs. I happen to think that many people believe that this is a signature program of the governor, that this showed real guts, that this wasn't politically targeted, but that it was a heartfelt thing, which is not always the case with this governor. And I think, frankly, he's going to get a lot of credit for it. But then that's just the view of one political scientist. We will see as this comes out. My view is that the polling is going to show that the people of New York really think that there are just too many guns and that something should be done about it and that he gets credit for it.
By the way, where are you?
We're in Boston very early in the morning. We're going to meet with some NPR people about some of the issues that are now coming up as the new techniques and new things are developed for radio listeners. And it'll be an interesting meeting. We're all ears.